Governor Mitt Romney returned to Iowa today in an effort to win over voters there. The most recent Des Moines Register poll shows he's almost tied with Herman Cain. Herman Cain came out of nowhere. Now he's tying with Mitt Romney. With his popularity nearing Cain's, it might seem the 2012 matchup between the former Massachusetts governor or Newt Gingrich against the president. If that's the case, does that leave libertarians with anyone to vote for? Who better to ask than Reason.com editor-in-chief Nick Gillespie? Nick, welcome here. Let's assume that it's going to be Mitt Romney. I'm not saying that it is, but let's assume that it is. What will small government libertarians like you and I do? Will there be a fire in their bellies for Mitt Romney?
Certainly not. I mean, I think there'll be a lot of crying and probably a lot of drinking on Election Day. Those are the only two options.
Is there another option?
Well, here, you know, there is the Libertarian
Party.
You
could stay home or vote for a third party.
Yeah, I think you'll see a lot of third party melt as well as people not going to the polls, even among small government Republicans, not to mention hardcore Libertarians. Between 72 and 88, Libertarians voted about 70%. Small L Libertarians, people who believed in free minds and free markets, voted about
where that phrase is from. Go ahead.
Voted about 70% for the GOP candidate.
Right.
Since 98, that has not been the case. It's been about 46%. I think a Romney nomination, given that this is a guy who, when you start looking at his record, much less what he's been saying lately, you know, about Obamacare and Romney care and all of that, there is virtually nothing in a Romney candidacy for a Libertarian, for somebody who wants low taxes and fiscal conservatism and social tolerance. There's nothing there.
He is almost antithetical to virtually all of the basic Libertarian tenets.
That's right.
Constitution stay with the government stay within the confines of the Constitution. That government is best which governs least. Defensive wars only. I mean, he would ratchet up George Bush's, Barack Obama's foreign policy to make it more muscular than it's been. How does that even appeal to Ron Paul's 13% or even the basic core of small government Republicans?
It does not. And I mean, I think this is part of the problem that people talk about with somebody like Romney. He will probably become, you know, the betting markets still say he's going to be the candidate, and that will be a lackluster candidate. It'll be like Bob Dole in 96.
Could a Mitt Romney or a Newt Gingrich or a Herman Cain assuage the Libertarian bereavement by putting the right person on their ticket, or is that just pabulum because the vice president, unless you're Dick Cheney, really doesn't make much policy?
I think that would be interesting, and I think the real question is not who the Republican candidate is, but what is the effect that Ron Paul and, to a certain degree, Gary Johnson have through the course of the nominating process. Ron Paul, bar none, is the Libertarian standard bearer. And he might affect, he had a major effect on anti-war rhetoric in the 2008 campaign.
Yes.
Everybody is anti-war now, and he's bringing the message about cutting spending.
Romney and Perry.
That's true. And Gingrich and a number of...
Even Newt Gingrich said we have to bring the troops home, but we don't need them there any longer. But Ron Paul succeeded in changing the debate. It's now very, very acceptable to talk about either auditing the Fed or ending the Fed. Right. Suppose Ron Paul's 13% of the Republican Party, which is about 7 or 8% of the national electorate, stay with him.
Yeah, this is, I suspect that Ron Paul will have the, regardless of what happens, he'll have the single largest write-in candidacy for president since Eugene V. Debs or something like that. I mean, this is a guy who has a hardcore base, who is principled, stays on message, and that message, less spending, less intervention, more freedom. That's the message that the Republicans or the Democrats could take to the White House, but neither of them wants to do that because it would give up power to their party apparatus.
Nick Gillespie, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.